Good morning. Today, my verse is Psalm 119, verse 129. Psalm 119, verse 129. Almost the end of that psalm, the longest psalm in the Bible, Psalm 119, is all about the Word of God. And Psalm 119:129 says, "Your testimonies are wonderful, therefore my soul keeps them." Psalm 119:129. "Your testimonies are wonderful, therefore my soul keeps them." Why does anybody keep God's commandments? Well, I think when we are young believers, or sometimes even non-believers, if they read the Bible and they think they are keeping God's commandments, think that the keeping of the commandments is because of some kind of goodness in us. We keep God's commandments because we are good, because we are wonderful, because there's a quality in us that helps us to keep them. And maybe when the Holy Spirit is in us, when the Holy Spirit is moving, we keep His commandments. And yet here, this passage says, "Your testimonies are wonderful. They themselves are wonderful. Therefore, my soul keeps them." If a person is in love, often they do nice things for somebody they think is wonderful. Wonderful person, that wonder, that person is what makes them do good things, not what's good in themselves. And we see this in Scripture. We see that even a believer, and in this case Peter will be my example, can both be mistaken and then learn what is right here. And I want to read first from Matthew in this regard. And this is when Jesus predicted the stumbling of the disciples, and particularly the three denials of Peter. In Matthew chapter 25, starting with verse 30, it says, "And when they had sung a hymn, they went out to the Mount of Olives. And Jesus said to them, 'All of you will be made to stumble because of me this night, for it is written, I will strike the shepherd, and the sheep of the flock will be scattered. But after I have been raised, I will go before you in Galilee.'" So Jesus is telling them, this is what's going to happen. You're going to stumble. And Peter was often the first one to respond to Jesus. And he's one of the few, I think, of the disciples or of the apostles that would challenge Jesus at some times. And every time he challenged Jesus, he was wrong, because Jesus was always right. And so he says that Jesus tells them they are all going to stumble. "But Peter answered him and said to him, 'Even if all are made to stumble because of you, I will never be made to stumble.' Jesus said to him, 'Assuredly, I say to you, that this night before the rooster crows, you will deny me three times.' Peter said to him, 'Even if I have to die with you, I will not deny you.' And so said all the disciples." Peter, in that case, was the leader of the disciples. They all agreed with Peter against our Lord. Against their Lord. Interesting. They were all going to die with Jesus. They had such a love for Him. They felt inside themselves that they could not deny Him. They could not betray Him. They would not stumble. And yet we know from the Scripture, and even from Peter himself, that he did stumble. He did deny Jesus three times. Even a servant girl asked him, and she wasn't going to kill him or anything, and he cursed and swore and said he never knew Jesus. And later he sees Jesus and he weeps. He understands. He hears the cock crow and he knows he's denied Jesus three times. And he's very sad for his sin. And after that, obviously, he sees Jesus die on the cross. But Jesus is resurrected. And I believe in John chapter 21, when Jesus appears to them again, not the first time after his resurrection, but after his resurrection, and he does a miracle with the fish. They're all eating breakfast. And in verse 19 of chapter 21 of the book of John, it says, "So when they had eaten breakfast, Jesus said to Simon Peter, 'Simon, son of Jonah, do you love me more than these?' He said to him, 'Yes, Lord, you know that I love you.' He said, 'Feed my lambs.' He said to him again a second time, 'Simon, son of Jonah, do you love me?' He said to him, 'Yes, Lord, you know that I love you.' He said to him, 'Tend my sheep.' He said to him a third time, 'Simon, Simon, son of Jonah, do you love me?' And Peter was grieved because he had said to him the third time, 'Do you love me?' And he said to him, 'Lord, you know all things. You know that I love you.'" Well, this is one of those passages that it's helpful to know the Greek. Because every time Jesus asks Peter, "Do you love me, Peter?" He asks him, "Do you love me?" with agape love. I believe when Peter argued with Jesus before that, no, he would die for Jesus. He would not stumble. His love was strong inside him. He was talking about agape love. He had that kind of love that was, and this is what agape love is. It's selfless. It's self-sacrificing. It loves somebody in spite of that person's, in the case of Jesus, it would be in spite of his death. In spite of the way people were yelling, "Crucify him, crucify him," and in spite of how he looked on the cross, where to an ungodly eye, he seemed to be a criminal. And even to his friends, maybe he seemed defeated. Peter had said, if I have to die for you, I will die for you. And by that he meant he had this kind of agape, self-sacrificing love. And so to go along with the three denials, Jesus asks Peter three times, "Do you love me?" And with agape love. And every time that Peter answers Jesus, he says, "Lord, you know I love you." But when Peter answers, he uses the word phileo, which is typically thought of as brotherly love. You love somebody because of who they are, not in spite of difficulties and trials. And it's because of that person, how wonderful they are. Well, that's what we see in Psalm 119, 129. We love the Word not because we are so wonderful. We love the law not because we are so wonderful. We love God or Jesus not because we are wonderful, but because God is wonderful, we love Him. Because Jesus is wonderful, we love Him. And as it says in Psalm 119, 129, "Your testimonies are wonderful, therefore my soul keeps them." The psalmist is saying, I keep your testimonies because they are wonderful. Peter is saying, Jesus, I love you with phileo love, not because of anything in me, not with agape. I love you with phileo love because of who you are, because you are wonderful, because you are good. I believe at that point, Peter had really come to a point of maturity. He knew that the loveliness was not in himself, the goodness was not in himself, but the loveliness of Jesus was enough to draw him, to pull him, to raise him. And later in Pentecost, he preaches the word in front of all, and later he would die for our Lord Jesus, just as he said. And I believe he even had the agape love. But the agape was dependent on the phileo. The phileo was first and actually is always the more powerful when we love God because He is wonderful. And the same is true of His Word and of His laws. We keep His testimonies because they are wonderful. We do His will because we know His will is perfect. Well, let's pray. Father, we thank you for this passage, Psalm 119, 129, and we thank you for your wonderful testimonies. We thank you for your Son, too, who died for our sins and who rose from the dead. And we thank you that He is wonderful. He is exceedingly lovely, so that even sinners who are lost like us are attracted to that love by your grace. You have loved us with an everlasting love, and we love you because you first loved us. And Father, we thank you for that. We pray these things, that you'd help us to love you more. In Jesus' name, amen.